California. This is Pastor Sandy. On the other side of the camera is Pastor Ben. And we just wanted to take this time out. It seemed like I haven't seen you forever with Wednesday and Thursday being off. But the Lord has been dealing with me in dreams and really speaking to me firmly about 2020 and the 120th year and the assurance of what he's about to do for the righteous people of this world. And so for all the people who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I want to say congratulations, because I have a new perspective on what God has done and how much love he has for the righteous that are in the world waiting for his return. I want to just read one scripture, and then I'm just going to talk to you why I'm reading. Here's our Hawaiian family. You see that, Pastor Ben? Oh, they sent me some coffee today, Pastor Ben. And I'm telling you,
beautiful family.
Krona, yeah, they're awesome. So I know you look like such a like a beautiful teller. Like we should do a TV show about them.
Postcard.
Yeah. So yeah. So Dominic and you guys all out there, Merry Christmas to you. Hope you guys are having a great, great Christmas. And I know it's a lot of family. So here's the scripture that I'm reading today. And you guys know this is Isaiah 9:6. And it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." So I went back and I read this scripture, and I realized it says, "And the government shall be upon his shoulder," not the governments. So when he comes and he reigns, there will be one government, and there'll be one Jesus, and he'll be reigning and ruling from Jerusalem. The dream that the Lord gave me was Jesus was sitting and he was talking to the prophet Isaiah, and he was explaining to Isaiah, he was really telling Isaiah chapter 50 through 53, and he was going through all of the things that he explained, and even some in chapter 49. But he was speaking of all of the things that he was going to go through on the cross. But he was not speaking to Isaiah. In my dream, he's talking to Isaiah, and he's talking to Isaiah as if these things had already happened. And he's telling him about going to the cross and them snatching the hairs from his face, and how, but he said, but he held his face like flint, and he allowed this to happen all for the joy of the resurrection of the righteous and the joy of the righteous. He did this, you know, and I was sitting there listening to it, and I was thinking to myself, he's talking to them as if he already did it. And when I was awake, I was like, "Lord, you talked to Isaac as if you had already gone to the cross, and as if, but Isaac was before the cross." And he said, "Yes, but when I speak things in God's term, they've already happened." And he said, "It's the same with the rapture. You guys are upset over the rapture not happening, but in God's heart and in God's mind and in God's word, the rapture's already happened. It's a reality. And so us and our joyous time with the Lord and all the righteous being together and celebrating and high-fiving each other, the Lord was letting me know this thing is already happened because he already spoke it." And so when he was speaking to Isaac in my dream, he was just showing him that he was talking to him about what he was going to do on the cross, but he wasn't talking to him about what he was going to do. He was talking to him about what he'd already done. And I was like, "Wow." And he said, "It's the same as the rapture. I've already done it. The rapture is already planned. It's already a reality. It's going to happen just as sure as I came to the cross. I died on the cross. It was my passion. It was my joy. It's the same, exact same as the rapture. We know in heaven it's already a done deal." And it says, "But you guys need to catch up, and you get disappointed on something we know has already happened." And that's what the Lord was telling me. So I was able to rejoice. And then the next night he gave me all night why the rapture has to happen in 2020. It's being the 120th year. And then he gave me the scripture in the beginning of the dream. He gave me the scripture, Ane Yahweh Lo Shaniti. And that means, I am God, I do not change. The numerical value is 888. And he wanted me to know that he does not change. So he started going over with me in my dream, Eve, the 120, the flood at 120, Moses at 120, three kings of Israel, 40, 40, and 40, 120. So he was going over everything, all of his judgments that happened in 120. And then he said, Ane Yahweh Lo Shaniti, which means I am God, I change not. So the 120th year, like he told me before, is it's non-negotiable, he says, okay? So it's non-negotiable in the 120th year is here. I am going to rejoice because the Lord has let me know that it's already a done deal in the kingdom. We are waiting on it, but for God, it's a done deal. So I needed that because with Heshvan 17 and all of these things going by, I'm like, well, what is it that, you know, that we have to hold on to if all of these absolutely solid days are coming and going, like Pentecost and May 14th, and what do we? And he says, this is what you have to hold on to. The rapture is a done deal. It's like money already in your pocket, you know? So he's like, it's a done deal. All you guys doing are waiting on it, but that's already done. It's already been spoken. It's already been done. It's a joyous time, but in God's heart, it's a done deal. It's already been done. So praise God. I hope you guys are having a wonderful Christmas wherever you're at. I'm in there cooking, and Pastor Ben and his family just got here. So we're just going to enjoy our time. And I wanted to speak one more thing, Pastor Ben. And I won't say the name because I won't, but she had her son and her son had accepted Jesus Christ. And I think he passed away recently, but I just wanted to say our hearts go out to you. And another young lady, her dad just gave his life to Christ. Wow. So these are things that are absolutely beautiful. And the young lady who her son died of an OD, he passed away, but he did accept Christ before Satan was able to like trick him into this. But you know, the scripture says you can't snatch my children out of my hands. So you may can trick them if they had a drug problem to go back into it. And if they should lose their life, you still can't take their life because they've given their life and they placed their faith in Jesus Christ. So I just want to say God bless you. God bless all of you guys. We're going to enjoy the rest of this Christmas. I got a pool table. Pastor Ben can't wait for me to set it up so he can whip me. And so anyway, you guys have a wonderful Christmas. And I will see you on Sunday. And we're going to talk a lot more about what God showed me in the book of Isaiah. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.